Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time when Israel is facing ongoing conflict and uncertainty, you might expect people to hesitate before making life-changing moves. And yet, we are seeing something remarkable, and that is people choosing to make Aliyah. So what is driving that decision? What does Israel represent today for Jews in the diaspora? And it's not just South Africa. Jews from around the world moving to Israel. What does it represent at a time like this? Joining us now is Avi Kagan, Shaliach of the Jewish Agency. Avi, great to have you with us this morning on Yom HaAtzmaut.
Thank you so much. Let's
start here. Despite everything going on in Israel, and there's a lot, why are we still seeing numbers, strong numbers, of people making Aliyah?
Actually, the answer to this question is to understand the relationship between the people here in South Africa and Israel, mm-hmm. and the place that Israel actually taking in everyone in those people place in life. So even though everything is happening in Israel, people feel so related, mm. and they don't change plans. They feel like they want to continue with the plans to move to Israel, and actually that's happening.
So what we're seeing now, or the people moving to Israel now, would those be people that made decisions ahead of the wars? I mean, would that have been that long ago, more than three, the 2.5-3 years? Or are there still people making the decision, even at a time like this, to go?
So to move from one place to another, it's not a decision that you make like in one night. Mm, it's a process. Mm. So, as I said, like the connection to those people that decided to want to make Aliyah decided ages ago, and there is a process. The process is, first of all, we are interviewing them for, and then they have to make the change. They have to, you know, to sell property and to start a new life. So yes, lives happen in between, and there are things like wars and missiles, and yet people don't change the plans. So they're coming there and continue their life.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the push versus pull factors, are we seeing and are you seeing people being driven more by concerns in the diaspora or a pull towards Israel itself? And it's not just South Africa, because there are concerns in many parts of the world for Jews. So is it a pull or is it a push factor?
I think it's both. I think when you speak on Aliyah, it's at the end of the day, it's personal decisions. So some people, you know, they want to join their family that already made Aliyah, and that would be the attractive, that would be the main reason they do that. And some, just for being Zionists, decided maybe this is the time to do so, just because now is the time like to join the Israelis there and to be part of the rebuilding of Israel after the war.
Mm. So what do you think has changed in what Israel represents today versus, let's say, 30 or 40 years ago? Are we seeing a shift in reasons and motivation and expectations in people going to live in Israel?
Well, you went 40 years ago, so obviously we're talking about a modern country that change and getting more and more modern. So yes, like 40 years ago, you took like a long time. Moving to a modern country is something that motivates people. I think the situation here in this country also related. People actually wants to even though everything you hear. They hear the news about the situation, the security situation there. They feel more secure there.
Mm,
mm. So maybe that can be part of the pushing reasons.
There's often talk about a connection, and I think you mentioned that to start, between Jews of South Africa and Israel. Are the numbers, the percentages, not the numbers, because the numbers are impossible to compare, but percentage-wise, are you seeing a greater, significantly greater support percentage-wise in terms of South African Jews for Israel versus Jews, let's say, of the United States for Israel?
From that point of view, and I can say that Jews here in South Africa were and are, and I think will be, very Zionist. Mm. And you can feel it all the time. And even though things that, you can hear things about Israel through media, which is not really what happening over there.
Sure.
People here in South Africa hear directly, usually directly from family and friends that are in Israel. So they don't really just listen to what they hear at the media. So from that point of view, I think things are actually the same, because yes, media the last 3 years became really, really negative to Israel, especially in places like United States, in Europe, all over the world. And I think most people here in South Africa, because they have personal relationships, they hear the media, but they know the truth, and from that point of view, I think that
and they have Chai FM. They are very, very lucky to have a Jewish media.
Definitely.
I just thought we'd mention that.
But, I think that was my first answer. Yes, of course.
Exactly. But the truth is that a very high majority of South African Jews listen to Chai FM, which means we are getting the news that is accurate and relevant versus listening on mainstream media, where you have this repeated negative lies, often untruths about the situation there. So a very, 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 very interesting. If you had to sum it up, what does choosing to make Aliyah right now mean to people in South Africa?
I would say, people can postpone the Aliyah. I mean, we people are doing the process now and ever, but let's say now. So we tell them, look, you don't have to do it now, because this is a big decision. You can postpone it. And we keep hearing people, actually, the last couple of months, when you couldn't go to Israel, we were getting so many phone calls of, please, 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 try to find a way to bring us back, to bring us there. So I think, you know, our generation came after the creation of Israel, and we just heard stories about how people made Aliyah from all over the world to create the miracle and be part of this new thing called Israel. And that was a story 78 years ago, right? Mm. And it seems like that nowadays, we in Israel, we need all the support that there is in the world, like to rebuild. And by saying rebuild, I'm not saying that Israel is not built. Israel is really a stable country, was and will be. However, Israel was damaged. Israel was damaged at the north and at the south and all over the country. And we are like it happened like 2,000 years. They are trying to kill us, and we are. Even though we are surviving. So I Absolutely. Think people like, from the Zionist point of view, people has the feeling that is the time. This is actually the time that we need people in Israel to take part of it. So for those that feel that they are ready, I think it's the right thing to do. They feel it's the right thing to do for them personally. So we do encourage them.
Absolutely.
For those that feel that they are ready, and they come and say, let's do it, and we want to make the move, and we are there for that.
That is where we leave it. Avi Kagan, Shaliach of the Jewish Agency, talking to us about people making Aliyah, even at a time where Israel is at war.